We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 21, verses 27 through 29. Let me pick up at verse 28. The Ephesian mob yells, "And besides, Paul has brought Greeks into the temple and defiled this holy place." And then Luke adds in parentheses, "They had previously seen Trophimus the Ephesian in the city with Paul and assumed that Paul had brought him into the temple." Now, this is where the other main problem occurred in conjunction with Paul taking the four Messianic Jews to the temple to complete their Nazirite vows and, of course, to pay for their rituals. Trophimus, who was an Ephesian Gentile convert, was one of Paul's friends who accompanied him to Jerusalem. At some point during the preceding week, these Asian Jews recognized Trophimus from Ephesus. So on the day in question when Paul took the Messianic Jews to the temple to complete their Nazirite vows, Luke tells us that they assume that Paul had taken Trophimus into the Jewish court as well. To put it simply, this would have been a capital offense. That probably needs some explanation. When Herod funded the temple's renovation, its grounds and its courts were greatly expanded. Historians tell us that there were four types of courts or gathering places: the Gentiles' court, the women's court, the men's court, and the priest's court. Basically, each court progressed further and further towards the holiest place. According to some historical diagrams, the Gentile court formed an outer court all around the temple. Gentiles, especially God-fearing Gentiles, could visit or assemble in the court of the Gentiles. But between the court of the Gentiles and the court of the priests was the court of the women. Jewish men could go further into the temple grounds into the court of men. The final two sections of the temple were designated for the priest and, of course, the final area, the Holy of Holies. To prevent the Gentiles from accessing what was called the Court of Israel, there was, quote, a stone wall for a partition. It stood about 4.5 feet high, so it clearly formed a barrier to the inner temple grounds. So Gentiles could visit the outer court of the temple, but they were forbidden to go further. The Roman authorities, wanting to eliminate confusion, allowed barrier warnings to be posted and authorized the death sentence for Gentile trespassers, even if they were Roman citizens, which, as we know, is a very, very rare situation. So the barrier warnings were written in Greek and Latin and clearly stated that a trespass by a Gentile was a capital crime. By the way, in both 1871 and 1935, archaeologists discovered an example of these notices. The example unearthed in 1935 read this way: "No foreigner may enter within the barricade which surrounds the temple and enclosure. Anyone who is caught trespassing will bear personal responsibility for his ensuing death." So I think that we can see why the Ephesian Jews' accusations that Paul had taken Trophimus, a Greek Gentile, into the prohibited area was so serious. This would be a sacrilege of the highest order. The scene was set for a massive riot among Jerusalem's resident Jews and the ranks of the pilgrims that were there for the Feast of Pentecost. We'll see what happens next time on Verse by Verse.